Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Oh, yes, diddly-doo. Yeah, it's your Wednesday hump day edition of the BTN News Show. I am your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. Hi, how you doing? Believe it or not, I found Santa Claus yesterday and had a little chat with him, so I'm thinking, possibly, we should get a hold of him today. It is the 9th of December, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Well, Amazon Prime members, you're about to get a little bit more features for your service. Things, actually, that you can attach on to your Prime account, and that would be other video services, including things such as Showtime or even Stars. Of course, there has been a lot of rumors over the last few days saying Amazon's going to let you do this, but nobody believed them. But now, yes, indeed, it is true. And basically, what Amazon is doing is making an alliance to make it easier for you to sign up to multiple video services. And the easy part about it is it's all integrated right into your Prime account. Plus, being a Prime member, Amazon's going to give you a little special pricing on some of those things, like I was mentioning Showtime and Stars. Well, folks in the U.S., you can actually get that bundle for $9 a month. Not too bad. Now, with all the offering, of course, they don't have everything. Don't expect to see Netflix here. Also, HBO Now is not currently available, but Amazon says they're going to try and work their magic on them. So if cutting the cord was on your Christmas list this year, well, Amazon's trying to make it a little bit easier for you. Hey, speaking of the word easy, yeah, it isn't happening over at Toshiba. Yeah, Toshiba looks like they're going to be spinning off its PC divisions and merge it with another computer manufacturer. Now, believe it or not, Toshiba has 2.3% share in the global market for laptops and tablets, according to research done by the firm Euromonitor. But because of sinking sales and given the fact they don't make desktops anymore, it's just not as profitable as it used to be. So who is on Toshiba's radar for acquiring their PC division? Some names that have been thrown out there include ViaCorp. Yeah, you might remember that. It's part of Sony. Or should I say was part of Sony. And a few other names have been thrown out there too. A lot of them just Chinese manufacturers. Most we've probably never heard of, let alone pronounce them right. And it seems like every other week we're hearing about, oh, laptop sales are down, desktop sales are down, PC sales are down, tablet sales are down. Makes me scratch my head. What the hell is everybody buying? A cell phone? Last time I checked, I can't get all my work done on a cell phone. Speaking of cell phones, the battery life, very important, isn't it? Most importantly, if you're on an iPhone 6S. And because of those battery life woes, introducing the iPhone 6S Smart Battery Case. Yeah, it quietly launched overnight, and I can see why it quietly did. Now, before I lambast this thing too much, let's get into the details of it, shall we? Well, first off, you're going to be out $99 for this thing, simply because it has an Apple logo on the back of it. And Apple calls this a smart charging case. Basically, when you put it down into the case, it immediately starts charging. You don't really have much control over it. Initial tests are also showing that once you stick your iPhone down into the thing, it'll give you about 5 more additional hours of use time. Which, all in all, I guess if you're a heavy user, ain't that bad. Ha, but I have to get into lambasting the thing. Oh, Johnny, I fell asleep at the wheel on this one. It literally looks like the iPhone 6S is pregnant with an iPhone 4S. Yeah, there's a nice little protrusion at the back of this case. Obviously, that's where the battery lives. So no, not the best design in the world coming from Apple. At least we know what happens now when an iPhone 6 Plus and an iPhone 6 get together and make a little whoopee now, don't we? And finally, as I was saying, let's try once again and see if we can get a hold of Santa Claus himself.
Hello, Kyle.
Oh, yes, where the hell have you been?
I know. I can only apologize. I'm so, so sorry.
Uh-huh.
I joined in the big show on Thursday, and mm-hmm. I took a bottle of whiskey for every time that Paul Wheatley says something funny, and I can mm-hmm. tell you, I was a little bloated. I've been that way all weekend as well, and yesterday. I did have an if this then that set up on my phone.
Uh-huh.
And basically, if Kyle rings, play the message. We had my crab for Christmas on it,
uh-huh.
but it was mixed up with the if the double glazing sales would call, ignore the bastards. Yeah, so unfortunately, Kyle, you got the ignore the bastards.
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought. Yeah.
Sorry. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, whatever.
Anyway, Mm-hmm. Today's crap for Christmas is an absolute doozy.
No,
I've
got to
say, I say it's crap for Christmas, but actually, I quite fancy this myself.
No, okay,
it's
really?
Balloon Russian roulette.
Ah.
Oh, it's wonderful. Mm-hmm. You basically get a small pistol with a hammer and a mm-hmm. chamber, and you put a balloon in it filled with water.
Yeah.
And then you pass it round, put it to your head, and pull the trigger, just like a Russian roulette.
Yeah.
And if the balloon pops, you get absolutely bloody soaked. Sounds marvelous.
Understandable, yeah. How much is it?
It's $7.99.
Oh.
And you can get it at findmeagift.co.uk. That's the balloon Russian roulette.
Yeah, you better be here tomorrow.
Okay, mate.
No, I'm not kidding.
No, I'm awfully sorry. Won't happen again. And I'll see you for the rest of the way up to Christmas.
All right.
Stopping on the 21st, aren't we?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Still suffering.
Lovely.
Happy Christmas, everybody. Happy Christmas.
Yes. Happy Christmas, Santa. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Find our website at britishtechnetwork.com. You can follow us on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And yes, since he's back, you can follow the Santa Claus, too, on Twitter at the Santa Claus. C-L-A-W-S for the Claus, by the way. No guarantees you'll actually respond to your tweet. He didn't respond to mine. Also, don't forget, BTN listeners, we've got that huge discount for you over there at MacPaw going on right now. It's for a very limited time, only a few days left, so you best be getting on it. Come on, you know those people over there at MacPaw. Clean My Mac, it's a lifesaver app, and you can get 30% off of it right now. Just go to macpaw.com/BTN. That is the destination you gotta go to. 30% off store-wide for BTN listeners only. So if I was you, you best be taking advantage of it right now. Again, that's macpaw.com/BTN, and once again, thanks to the fine folks over there at MacPaw for their support of the British Tech Network. As for the new show, well, yeah, we'll probably be back tomorrow. It is Thursday. That means I got to venture far out into traffic here in Manila. So hopefully I'll find my way back. I'll do my best to get you guys and gals out of the show tomorrow. But until then, I hope your Wednesday is going well for you. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.